This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 20th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm and sunny afternoon across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the clear skies are inviting for a stroll outdoors. Jerusalem is enjoying a gentle breeze. Down in Eilut, temperatures are comfortably warm. Here are today's headlines. First, according to JNS from earlier this hour, Prime Minister Netanyahu stated that Israel's position on Turkish involvement in Syria is now better understood. This follows an Israeli strike on the Abu al-Duhur airbase early Tuesday morning. Also, Ynet reports from earlier today that Australia has summoned the Israeli ambassador. This action follows the IDF's decision not to investigate the deaths of 7 aid workers, including an Australian, in a 2024 Gaza airstrike. Also this hour, Maariv says Qatar is sending a strong message to the Middle East by openly highlighting its meetings with senior Hamas officials, including Khalil al-Haya. Separately, Axios reported earlier today that the Syrian foreign minister criticized Israel's airbase bombing, calling it unjustified. The strike has increased tensions among key U.S. allies in the region. And finally, according to Ynet, a humanitarian crisis looms as the UN warns of severe food shortages in Gaza. The situation could worsen if border crossings remain closed. Reaction has been swift on social media. Visegrad 24 posted earlier today about an anti-Semitic incident in Barcelona, where 7 French Jewish tourists were harassed by a large pro-Palestinian mob. Ali Hashem, a journalist for Al Jazeera, shared a personal story earlier today. He described the emotional experience of seeing his childhood village, now occupied by Israel, from a distance. Open source. Intel mentioned just a short time ago that the Syrian foreign minister accused Israel of violating commitments in a recent American brokered agreement. This follows discussions about Turkish presence at the airbase. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Israeli airstrike in Syria. According to JNS, Prime Minister Netanyahu emphasized that recent actions have clarified Israel's stance against Turkish military presence near Aleppo. The early morning strike targeted the Abu al-Duhur airbase. This move comes amid complex regional dynamics involving Turkey and Syria. It underscores Israel's strategic concerns over security and influence in the region. Turning to the diplomatic tensions with Australia, Ynet reports that the summoning of the Israeli ambassador stems from the IDF's conclusion not to investigate the 2024 airstrike in Gaza. The incident resulted in the deaths of 7 aid workers, including an Australian national. This has strained Israel-Australia diplomatic relations, highlighting the ongoing challenges Israel faces in managing international perceptions of its military actions. Meanwhile, Qatar's recent openness in its dealings with Hamas signals a shift in regional alliances. Maariv notes that Qatar has previously maintained a low profile in its support for Hamas. Highlighting these meetings now suggests a bolder stance in Middle Eastern geopolitics. This development could influence the balance of power and diplomatic strategies in the region. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that thousands of Australians have fallen victim to an investment scam allegedly run from Tel Aviv. The Sapphire Network is accused of using fake news sites and AI trading platforms to deceive investors. Separately, Keytech discusses the sale of cyber insurer AtBay for 575 million NERS. Once valued at 1.35 billion NERS, the company has navigated a challenging market environment. CEO Rhoda Maram noted significant growth despite the downturn in tech valuations. And finally, from Walla Business, Spirit Airlines has sold its employee data to Google following its collapse. This sale, valued at $10 million, includes a vast internal database. The transaction highlights the ongoing shifts in data asset management across industries. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 1 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.